Alrighty. Okay, guys, what's up? Welcome to Kitty Litter Podcast. It's your host, AB. Joining me, I have...
Natalia.
And you know how the name of the game goes. We give ourselves some club names, right?
Yes.
Because we all have some kitty litter that we are not just, you know, too proud to share with everyone. So we just have to be discreet sometimes. So if you have a club name that you've always wanted to use an alias, like... Just go ahead and submit your stories, content, feedback, whatever it is, to kittylitterpodcast@hotmail.com. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, the one and only Anchor, which is the app that I'm using right now to do this podcast.
Yes.
So, also, another thing that we just added since our last episode, Twitter.
Yes.
Facebook.
Yes.
Instagram. How could I forget all those three?
We are giving it to you.
Again, we want to thank all of you guys for joining us. It's just been exciting, right?
I'll tell you what else they can find us in.
What's that?
Our silk robes.
This is the edition of silk slips and red lips, if you can't tell. We're really excited to do this episode for you guys.
Excited.
Right in time for Valentine's Day. Just... Excited.
I'm excited.
We've just been getting a lot of good feedback from our last episode. It's obviously a message that needs to be heard. And
yes.
So we're here.
So many ladies.
I'm going to put Natalia on the spot. You said something very important earlier about us divulging our experiences. Because if we don't, then our followers won't feel comfortable listening to us. So I just, just put it in a nutshell, but tell me how you said it, please.
I said we can't expect anyone to give us what we're not giving them. We need to be immensely transparent and brutally honest and establish a foundation of trust with our listeners and our viewers. Because if we're giving all of us, the universe is going to set it up to where they give all of themselves.
Get with it. This is what we're doing. It's the Silk Slips and Red Lips edition.
Silk Slips and Red Lips.
Valentine's Day, right in time.
Yes. How's your Valentine's Day going to be? What do you have planned?
You know what? I'm one of those chicks that's just really not big on Valentine's Day. Don't really care about all of that, but I will go ham on some chocolate or some chocolate-covered strawberries. I will go ham on it.
I love
white
chocolate.
So if you bring it, I'm going to appreciate it. But the roses and the... The lovey-dovey stuff. I'm just like, really? But I don't want to kill anybody else's vibe.
No,
I feel the same way about weddings, by the way.
I feel the same way about it, but if I get it, I'm going to mush up. I am. I'm not going to lie. I don't promote it, but if it comes through the gates, I'm loving it.
You know what? I probably would, too, though.
Yeah.
I'm probably like, oh,
stop it.
Absolutely. Okay, guys. So, last episode, we talked about... Basically, Kevin Gates was our topic of conversation, how he brought in bacterial vaginosis, which is aka known as BV, which causes odor, amongst other things. But that's how the show got started, is because people that know me know that I'm like pretty, I think I'm pretty funny, you know, but
you
when,
are pretty
and
funny.
I'm pretty honest too. But when it comes to smells, like I have a very sensitive, keen sense of smell. And yeah, so it's just like some women just don't realize that they have an odor. And I'm just like, bruh, how?
That meal, anonymous. If you were with a woman that had an odor, how would you even let her know that? Or would you let her know?
I would let her know.
How would you do that?
I can be direct, blunt about it, or I can be like sneaky with it and run my fingers down there and rub across her nose.
I would be like, all right, dang.
Oh,
I'd be like, babe, why you didn't say nothing? Well, I just did, right?
Yeah, you got a hell of that.
So y'all, that's how the show is getting started. This episode is gonna be about prepping methods. How do you prep your kitty in order for it to smell good,
yes,
feel good, whatever the case may be, for it to just be popping? I went to a lot of girlfriends and asked them for their feedback. We also want to share our ideas. Like, we just went over, literally just went over before we went live. So it should be pretty comical, actually.
Yeah. Hilarious.
But we really want everybody that doesn't have any prepping methods to have some just by listening to us and pick up some new ones, actually.
But sometimes what I'm learning is that what's sexy is not prepping at all. I've had several notes come through since our last show where people talk about after gym loving.
Yeah, girl.
After the gym loving, that salty, sweaty mix.
Yeah. Oh, I can relate to that. And you have
your popular workout video where you go Instagram live at like 4:30 in the morning and you live with your man. So how does he appreciate that?
Oh, he most definitely. I'm sorry, guys. We had Vietnamese pho earlier. with some beer. And I just belched and I'm so sorry. Natalia.
And I belched early and she called us up trying to put me on the spot.
We should have had it on the show. I was like, so anyways, smells, right? Smells. I mean, like, bitch, just drag your finger across my nose one more time.
Smell yourself.
But I forgot what we were saying.
We were talking about after gym loving.
I think he appreciates anything that I do that I'm like actually dedicated to and I'm following through with my word to myself. But we really don't, I guess, really, like, look forward to after gym sex, you know? I mean, he sweats a lot, so.
Most men do.
I'm a Taurus, so I'm, like, really big on, like, smells and, like, body sweat. Like, it has to be, like, kind of perfect or else I kind of get grossed out.
Right.
Unless I'm just, like, really just in the mood, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, we're just fucking both sexy and we both just got it in and. We're eating healthy and it just, that's another turn on right there. Not only is money sexy, but feeling good with your partner is also a big turn on too.
I love making salads for my dude.
Like, what kind of salad though?
Spinach salads.
Innuendo. You bring the innuendo in there.
That was her word that she learned the last show and now she's just gonna run it in the ground. She's smelling herself.
But what kind of salads? Because I love salads.
I love like spinach and avocado salads, like spinach, avocado, chicken, green onions, tomatoes.
Olive oil on there?
I don't really like olive oil. I'm more of a fat-free blue cheese kind of a girl.
Okay. Like I'm going to have to introduce you to some new things, though, because...
I would love for you to introduce me to some new things.
Like a good olive oil with a little salt and pepper and a balsamic vinaigrette. Yeah, you can make it yourself.
Can I?
With, like, ACV.
Okay.
So, you know what the ACV is, huh?
No.
Ooh, I got her! Yes!
Wait, hold up. Let me do her thing. Whenever she doesn't know a word, what do you do? What do you do?
But ACV is apple cider vinegar.
Okay, I have that.
Yeah, which you can make your own vinaigrette with.
Really?
Yeah, you can start playing around with it and make it to taste how you like it to taste. Even add some strawberries in it to sweeten it up.
Really?
Girl, I love salads.
I do not like strawberries in my salad.
I can see my man looking at me right now and be like, bitch, you don't cook shit. Because he cooks everything.
Yes, I'm so, that's amazing. You're very lucky.
I looked up. But, guys, we want to continue on with this episode. So, I know recently, well, it's not so more recently now, but Cardi B had an experience with her tight-ass jeans.
Her video shoot.
Yes. Saying that it was going to give her a yeast infection. I've never had an experience with tight clothing. I played volleyball.
Okay.
So, volleyball tights all throughout high school, college. Never had an experience with a yeast infection from tight clothing. Have you ever experienced something like that?
I don't wear panties.
Oh, wow.
Never in my life. Okay. I only have one pair my whole life. So I've never really had...
That's so sexy.
See?
I've never really had anything that close on me to experience a yeast infection that
But
way.
Why is it that you chose not to wear underwear?
Believe it or not, rest in peace, my mom. She would say that you should let your vagina air out. Okay. At least at night.
So, as a woman in her 30s, I just started doing that method.
Really?
Because of the research of the pH balance.
Yeah.
You know?
And to air it out.
Yeah.
Because it's already moist.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, think about it. Anything that's moist, if you don't let it catch air, I mean.
But there's sometimes I'll be walking around and I'll be like, and you can hear that. I'd be like, damn, she kind of juicy, huh? Okay, she looking at me like she don't know.
What kind of big man clock you got?
No, sometimes it'd be just extra juicy, and I'd just be like, I can hear that shit.
I can definitely relate to the extra juicy part, but I've never had a...
Well, it's not maybe that sound, but you can hear it when you're walking.
No, she knows how to be quiet.
Oh, dang. Yeah. See, this is the contrast that we're talking about. So whoever relates with me, please.
But it just goes to show you that, God, we're all different.
That's very true.
Because I don't have a macaroni stirring sound.
Really? Not even during
sex? Oh, of course. But not walking.
Okay, so we're going to plug our podcast in. So you can find us again on Apple, Google Podcasts, on Spotify, and Anchor. Just type in Kitty Litter, and you can find us. We are going Facebook Live and Instagram Live. Well, we're not really going Instagram Live because I forgot about that, actually. It's all good. Maybe we'll do it next time. But yeah, so this is something new that we just discovered that we're going to make a new episode
and
for you guys.
And we have a candle. We're always going to be showcasing a new candle behind us.
That candle is so dope. I wish I could zoom in.
Let me just tell you a little bit about this candle right here. And we'll take a picture of it close up and put it on the Facebook page. It is actually beeswax. And did you know that... Oh, it's running out. But that's okay.
But the candle is so dope. It's going out right now. I wish everybody could see it, but...
Did you know that beeswax is the most flexible wax ever?
No, I didn't.
It's the most pliable. That is a beeswax candle.
Does it last longer than normal wax, like scented fragrance waxes?
It is unscented, but it does last longer.
See, I found coconut wax lasts longer too.
Oh, wow.
That you can find at Home Goods.
Teach me today.
Just saying. Also,
what?
You want to hook her up? Is she good?
Are you going to get up and go get her? Ooh, you get to see her in her silk robe. Get up, ladies and gentlemen.
Hopefully I don't.
No, bring her to me. I know how to fix her. Be gentle with her.
Okay, so hopefully.
It's okay. Let's see.
We're so dope and everybody's watching us.
Ooh.
And they know a candle company that can endorse these two black queens here.
Black History Month.
A company that has
all
silk
you
robes.
Do, all you do, literally, what's so cool about this... You just lift it up, you push it out. Wait, are you helping me?
You lift it up and push it out,
wait,
huh?
No, help me. Okay, let's see. Just...
Oh, girl, you got that candle all by yourself.
Got a thing just coming up.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Get it.
Just come up.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Perfect.
That is nice.
Right in time for Valentine's Day.
Right,
sit
time.
Right up and pretty. Invited. Oh, look at that candle. Oh, she can stay right there.
Let her stay right here.
Just don't catch my hair.
Please, and don't
I'm
catch
clumsy,
mine.
I'm clumsy, so.
Don't catch mine. At all. It'd be a whole different kind of show.
Oh, I was listening to Sway in the Morning show not that long ago, and Regina Hall was on there, and she was talking about the yoni egg that you insert.
What is Brenda from 227 talking about?
So, Brenda from 227 was saying...
Brenda, you should not be talking about an egg, Brenda. I'm
I love
tell
her. She's
Mary
so funny.
Lester.
She said it got stuck because she had a wild night and she had to go to a professional to get that shit out.
Which brings me...
I've
brings
never
me
used
all
the egg.
Way back to Richard Gere and the gerbil.
Ooh, you got me.
You don't remember the episode when Richard Gere had the
I know
gerbil
who Richard Gere is.
In his buttocks? And it had to be removed?
No, I don't really remember. You gotta show me that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
A little Hollywood history. So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about Kegel methods?
I really... Kegel methods I do on a daily basis.
Really?
On the hour, every hour if I can.
Are you doing it right now?
Yes.
Let's do it right now.
One and two and three and four. One and two and three and four and one and two.
Why are you going that fast?
Because...
Why are you going that fast?
Because I feel like I need to do it fast.
It?
So that way I know it's happening.
Why are you rushing it?
What do you do? Do your count. Let me hear your count.
1, 2, 3, 4.
See, I feel like my face is showing it all. And somebody's going to look at me and be like, she's kegling. Something. But I need to get the yoni egg. I really need to try that. Actually, if anybody knows any black-owned yoni eggs out there,
I can't believe
I'm trying
it.
To do the all black-owned stuff. So let me know. Y'all know it's Black History Month and all that good stuff. And I just got inspired by the Killer Mike's Netflix special. So if you haven't seen it, see it. I just told Natalia about it. So please go check it out. It's a must-see by everybody. But yeah, Regina Hall. She had to go get that mug up out of her. But it kind of, you know what? We all have different methods of, like, getting our pussy back. Mike Epps had an episode, a stand-up, and he talks about the vinegar, and he says, snap that pussy back. So I just want to go a trip down memory lane, okay?
I said I was going to tell my story, but I think I'm
going to tell my story.
I don't think I'm telling mine.
I have to relate. And just to go back to,
I don't want anyone word is your to walk bond. Up to me and say,
word is your bond. So she said earlier.
You go first. Your story is not clearly as identifiable as mine.
But just a method that I was trying is vinegar. So I would have a bottle that had a nozzle on it that was similar to a douching method. And I would just put the vinegar and some water in there and clean that bad boy out.
Wow.
So my brother was staying with me at one point. No, not at all.
I've never used vinegar.
Well, you don't want to use a lot. Just a little bit. Maybe like 2 caps full.
Okay.
I haven't done it in a while, though. But my brother was staying with me, and I forgot to get the vinegar bottle off the back of the toilet with the douching bottle. And he came out running out holding both the bottles, talking about, snap that pussy back. I mean, he literally sang it the whole entire day. There's a lot of shit that he has over my head. But that one right there, I was just like, damn, I was being fast.
That's X-Power.
But you know what I mean.
Mind you, when we were getting ready, I Believe I Can Fly came on. And she was like, I believe. Wait, hold
on. Hold on. How did it come
out?
Hey.
R. Kelly is like that dude, you know, that you really don't like. But when he call, you talk to him for a little while. And you're like, wait, I got to call you back.
I think he's going to be a topic of conversation, like, for the remainder of our kitty litter.
Yeah, this is like, all those feels, we can always resort to R. Kelly.
Kitty Litter Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yeah.
And type in Kitty Litter on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and of course Anchor, this one and only app that I'm using right now to do our podcast.
And a Tie Flyer moment, turn in.
So a couple of more methods real quick. Here we go.
Thank you. That's it. Just a moment.
So Natalia has a company called Ty's Flowers. Hit her up. It's just so pretty. Just really, really pretty.
That looks so beautiful.
Especially for like a really good like brunch day, like a perfect, like sunny, not too hot. I can still wear a heel and be comfortable. A brunch day. Yeah.
You've confirmed it.
I have a girlfriend trip coming up in the summer, so maybe I should.
Where are you going?
Do we know yet? You know what? I be in and out of my girlfriend's chat. So,
and you don't even tell me where you're going until like the last minute, and I could never prepare to go with you.
You know what? That's like Amanda, though.
That's fly by the seat of her
pants. That's just me. I know the burp just super random.
The burp just came up.
It's all good. That's some Vietnamese wings we had.
she exposed me. She came to my
So city. Another thing, though, is another thing a girlfriend told me about, she watches her diet before she gets ready to, like, meet up and have a good dig down day.
Ooh.
Because of the gas that may happen.
How do you feel about gas during intimacy? Would that offend you, or would that compliment you? Because when you have gas, I mean, you're totally relaxed.
I feel like intercourse gives me gas, especially like certain angles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get knotted. Like, you don't?
No, I do.
Yeah, I get knotted.
That's a really good thing to talk about. Why do we have to act like we don't have gas? Because we're being intimate.
Yeah, and then I always tell him, like, oh, you gave me gas. And he's like, oh, I didn't give you gas. Like,
silly,
no.
Billy.
Seriously, you gave me gas because really of the angle, you know?
Right.
Another girlfriend said that after she takes a bath, a lot of people take baths. Do you take baths?
After, before.
Before.
I do like baths before.
See, I just don't do baths, period, because I know that baths will throw off my pH balance, and then I'll be having a funky
kitty. Yeah, but you can't, because, I mean, come on.
Everybody's different, though.
No, but you just can't totally eliminate baths. I mean, if I gotta have a little bit of a stench because I don't have a bath, I mean, really, no. We can't obsess over this. I mean, bath, how could you not? Like,
so, ladies, which one is it, baths or showers? Let us know, please. What's your methods?
It's so interesting because I know when I went to pick a house, I wanted a really nice bathroom with a really nice tub. And now that I have it and I'm in it, I can count the times on 2 hands I've been in the tub in a year.
Well, then.
And I don't know why, because I really love taking a bath. I get to shave my legs.
Mm-hmm.
I get to, like, pull a book and read a book. I get to bring a glass to the tub. Like, why?
So do you, like, see, I don't get baths. I guess. Because I've just done showers for so long.
Because
so
you, whenever you it gets obsess cold, over your pH. Is
yeah.
That
but all, whenever it gets cold, do you run some more hot water and you let the old water out?
Sometimes.
Like, what about your water bill? Hello?
think about what a shower is. It was constantly running. You take 30 minute showers. I mean, a bath doesn't run for 30 minutes.
If I'm in the clouds, I probably will.
No, I think baths are nice. Now that's something to be talked about, are the bath bombs and the bubble baths.
Oh, yes.
Now, that can definitely interrupt your pH. I do have a girlfriend that
tried the bath bombs, and she said...
And they're so pretty, but they don't complement a lady's...
Even though they say they do. I don't trust it. I'm not going to trust it. Like, I'm not even going to chance it, because I'm going to be like, Dr. Yagi... Do you do a sniff check?
A what?
A sniff check?
Sometimes I do check my oil.
See, my girl's wild. They send me all kinds of stuff. She's like a two-finger check. I was like, a two-finger check? What check is my that? Oil. So do you just insert?
Feel like, and this, I could feel really weird about this, but I feel like we can't get down there. Like, it's one thing to, like, check it, but we can't get down there. Like... Eye to eye with her.
Don't you wish you could do some Marilyn Manson type stuff?
To like really that? Know what it's like.
Yeah.
And I'm the type of girl where I always feel like it doesn't smell right.
You mentioned something about lemons. What is
lemons? Yes, that is really good. My doctor told me that you can actually rub lemon on the outside lip, of course, not on the inside, because it will have a little bit of a tingling.
The first thing I thought about was the citrus.
No. Yeah. Right, no, but on the lip, on the inner thigh. And it gives it a very clean, fresh feeling.
Well, I guess it... And then the second thing I thought about was crawfish.
Well, think about it. And that's a really good analogy. Because when you're eating crawfish, they tell you to rub lemon. And so if it could take the smell of crawfish away...
I feel like it doesn't, though.
I'm not a big like, crawfish I still smell like... I think that's too much work for too much little meat.
How y'all smell y'all fingers?
Right, we should check. I really didn't check. No, I'm serious.
Tell me, how you smell your fingers, though? But I think that's a wrap on all the methods that we went over with girlfriends and then that we discussed with ourselves.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody knows about the pineapples. We don't know if that's true or not. I just love sweet pineapples. Well, no,
from what I've heard, that meant we have an anonymous male here. What makes you happy? What makes you happy?
When it tastes like nothing.
What makes me happy?
What taste do you enjoy?
Grapes. Strawberries. Pineapples.
In the midst of sexual intercourse?
We have all kind of cream and gel she can put down there.
Too. Oh, okay.
But I don't believe in that, though.
The flavor. Like
that. Do you believe in the whole edible gels?
I've never actually tried it.
Done that. No, I'm gonna take some. I've never tried.
Again, I'm scared it's gonna mess up my pH balance.
Right.
Like
that whole whipped cream thing. Like, I'd be totally like, why do we need to add? Anything.
Nope, I'm good.
Down.
I mean, now it's so 90s. That's so 90s. Now
it really is, right?
Yeah.
So 90s. I mean, if you want a dessert, I'm gonna be a dessert.
I have a confession. I do. I'm glad I gave it to you. I put a whole Snickers bar.
Did it melt?
It did. And it
did it start dripping?
And it did give me a yeast infection.
I bet it fucking did.
Yeah, it was not. It's one of those things where, as women, I think we get so caught up in the moment and we want to just give that all that appeal.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it's cute at that moment to like do the whipped cream. But talking to my doctor. Can't go wrong with ice.
Speaking of the devil, we just heard the ice machine.
Ice maker. Can't go wrong with ice, which, believe it or not, is a really good way to do your Kegel muscles, to put an ice cube in.
I'm anemic, so I would probably die.
Why?
Because I would be like, oh my God, I'm cold. Priest.
So dramatic.
I'm so cold.
Every show.
Oh, goodness. Oh, okay. Anyways, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys for tuning in to Kitty Litter Podcast. Again, you can find us by typing in Kitty Litter on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, this one and only app called Anchor. If you don't have it, download it on your phone. You can make your own podcast yourself, but remember who showed you about it, okay? It's your host, AB, club name, and
Natalia.
club name. Remember why we're doing the club names, because we don't feel comfortable talking about this stuff with everybody.
I think to say thanks to our anonymous.
Thanks to our anonymous male for chiming in.
Thank y'all for having me.
Yes, absolutely.
And let's give this a blow. We should blow this together.
Oh, we're going to blow it together, guys. Blow it together. Ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3.
Do you make a wish?
Nah, girl. I was just focusing on the effort of the blow. I wanted to make sure it was a good blow.
I made a wish when y'all blown it.
I'm wishing for another kitty litter. So come back and join us.
Look forward to seeing you guys again. We will be back again. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Kitty Litter Podcast. If you want to listen to us just on solely a podcast, just type in Kitty Litter. If you don't know how to spell that, let me help you out. It's KittyLitter. And that's just an alcohol. Okay.
And let's say it fast 5 times, like we always do. Kitty litter, kitty litter, kitty litter, kitty litter, kitty litter, kitty litter, kitty litter,
kitty litter, kitty litter. And I always know more just because I don't want to mess up. So I want to exceed the amount.
So come back and hang out with us.
Yes.
This is good.
Thank you, Natalia.
You're welcome.
All right. Silk slips and red lips edition.
Yes, please send us some robes.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.